Sarah, on the site we put director of netball. Were you happy about that, seeing that in print?
Yeah, it's all becoming pretty real now, so it is exciting, you know, to be leading a program as successful as Loughborough's and with the talent that they've got. Yeah, it's definitely an exciting challenge for me.
Had it almost arrived at the right time? Was your mind made up that your playing days were perhaps over at the end of Sirens?
Yeah, you know it's right because everything kind of falls into place. I'd pretty much decided that I wasn't going to play after Sirens, just because I was thinking about it and just good. And I think when that's the case, you know you can't, because the motivation, the decision, this opportunity came up, and I was like, you know, it's definitely some sort of sign, this. And yeah, after having spoken to Liv Murphy and some other people at Loughborough, was just really impressed with the setup that they've got there and the support that they put around the staff and the players, and yeah, just really keen to be involved.
So you're going to be a director of netball doing that corporate side of things and not naming yourself on the bench?
No, I'm definitely going to be hands-on coaching and at trainings and on the bench. So yeah, still kind of in the thick of it.
Lightning have got that solid structure in place anyway, so I think online Denise from the BBC put it's going to be a baptism of fire. Is that maybe why the challenge was right, ideally timed?
I think it is and it isn't, you know. There's a lot of pressure on the job because Lightning have been successful in recent times. Support a coach or a director of netball as well as Lightning can with the infrastructure they've got around it. So, yeah, I mean, it's always going to be a tough gig, your first one sort of moving out of playing and into management, but I'm really confident.
Certainly something that I have every faith that somebody like you will thrive on. And from people who are involved with the pathways and things like that, they now see the fact that it's you as director of netball. That's going to be a bit of an advantage, to say the least.
Well, I hope so. That's the idea. You know, I came through England's pathway as a youngster, and it looks very different now. But I hope that having me there as someone visible, and also the Super League players around, as something to aspire to, and a clear pathway through to the Super League and ultimately international honours, is going to be something that inspires these youngsters.
And you're going to be involved with their books as well, so that's going to be nice working alongside Emily.
Yeah, no, it is. You know, books is an exciting competition, one that all university students, I think, are excited to play, and produces a lot of talent. And with Loughborough being a side based out of university, it's an important part of the programme. Emily's a really exciting coach, someone I think I can learn some things from.
And Lightning have a strong structure in their team already in place. I mean, a word on people like Nat Panagari as leader?
Yeah, I mean, part of Lightning's success is that they've been able to keep a core group of players, and that'll be number one on my priority list going in, that we're able to keep that core group together. Nat Panagari's been an incredible leader for Loughborough. I think someone that everyone in the team looks to, is a real motivator in the middle of the court for them. And so, yeah, like I say, we'll try and keep our best talent, try and recruit well in the off season, and hopefully put players and structures around that so that we can be really competitive again in 2019.
And you've got that squad, but you maybe don't want to change it too much.
No, like I think, having seen the struggles of Stars and Sirens coming into the league new, I think a major part of that is that you're trying to put a load of new players together and make them into a team. And generally the most successful teams are the ones that are pretty stable and have minimal changes. So, you know, there's always going to be changes, but we'll be looking to add some quality where there are changes, and, like I said, keep the core of that group together if we can.
So you've gone from your beach residence to your log cabin, and now you've gone back to student digs? The life of a director of netball.
No, I mean that's definitely not part of the deal. As fun as my student days were, I think that was only something that you can live through once, and my health and my liver can't take that again. So that definitely adult accommodation only.
It's exciting news. When do you start, or have you already started?
Yeah, I mean there's a bit of recruitment work going on now. I'm keen to get the squad, so then the planning
More
can
news to
start.
follow.
But that'll only be for me for a few weeks. Then I go on holiday, and then September's when the real fun begins.
Great news, and it's something I expect you just can't wait to get started.
Yeah, no, I can't. I'm a bit worried how much of a geek I'm going to turn into with all the excitement around planning and mapping the season out. So, yeah, watch this space.
Well, we don't mind buying you some pencils or some notepads, so just let us know if you run out.
Yeah, will do. Thanks. Stationery supplies, great.